Wisconsin is getting closer to Election Day, but not the 2020 presidential race we've been hearing so much about. There's an election for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Three candidates will face off in a nonpartisan primary in February next year, and the top two vote-getters will advance to the general election in April. All three candidates met for their first debate yesterday in Madison. WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White was there. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
This race a little under the radar with a presidential race going on. Can you introduce us to the candidates?
So one of the candidates is the incumbent, Justice Daniel Kelly, who was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker in 2016. So he's been on the bench for a little while, has a little bit of a record, of course, in terms of, you know, how he's ruled on things. He's considered to be the conservative-backed candidate in the race. And then he has two liberal-backed challengers, Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky and Marquette University Law School Professor Ed Falone, who actually ran for state Supreme Court unsuccessfully in 2013.
And with every state Supreme Court race, there's some boilerplate that I could just record and play every time. These are officially nonpartisan races. There isn't an R or a D next to the candidate's name, but everybody kind of knows who's the Republican-backed candidate and the Democratic-backed candidate, though the candidates themselves deny it, right?
Exactly. So the role of kind of partisan politics has been getting more and more prevalent in state Supreme Court races. They are officially nonpartisan, but partisan spending has really increased in these races. The last state Supreme Court election that Justice Brian Hagedorn won over Judge Lisa Neubauer actually set a new state record in terms of spending for a state Supreme Court race. So though these races technically, you know, as you mentioned, these candidates don't have a D or an R next to their name. It's pretty obvious in terms of kind of what camp is behind them and hoping that they end up on the bench.
Before we give a brief listen to the candidates, what was the tone of this debate like yesterday, Laurel?
Well, it was pretty tough, honestly. I think starting out kind of out of the gate, the two liberal-backed candidates were going after Justice Kelly and not really mincing words. I think it kind of set the tone for how this debate and how this race is going to play out over the next several months.
Let's give a listen to Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky, as you say, attacking the incumbent Daniel Kelly.
We find in favor of those special interests over and over and over again. And that feels like corruption to people in the state of Wisconsin.
And then I want to give a listen to the incumbent state Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly kind of responding to this line of attack.
I don't judge the result of a case according to a political lens. I judge it according to what the law requires.
All right. So what did we get out of the back and forth between Kelly and Karofsky and Ed Falone? We'll listen to in a bit, but making similar attacks.
Mm-hmm. So really Karofsky was saying, you know, Kelly's partisan, you know, background, including his work. He was on the litigation advisory board for a group that we talk about an awful lot in state politics these days, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. That's a conservative advocacy group that's filed a number of state-level lawsuits about state laws. They just actually just sued the State Elections Commission over how they maintain voter rolls. So Kelly has a connection to some of these organizations, that organization in particular. And so Karofsky has said, you know, you've ruled in favor of groups like this. And she said, you know, it's hard to believe that the rule of law, that the law is always on these groups' sides. So she definitely didn't mince words there, saying that some voters might see that as corruption. And Kelly really came back and echoed a phrase that we've heard from a lot of Supreme Court candidates over the past several years, which is, hey, I keep my partisan ideas, my own political beliefs very separate from my work on the bench. He actually declined to answer a question about when he's decided a case against his own personal beliefs, because he said, I just feel like we shouldn't be engaging in a conversation about that at all. These two concepts should be completely divorced from each other.
Talking to WPR's Laurel White about yesterday's candidate debate for the three candidates seeking a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the incumbent state Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky, and Marquette University Law Professor Ed Falone. I want to give a listen to Ed Falone. We haven't heard his voice yet, talking about his view of judicial theory.
I've looked at every possible judicial theory of interpretation. I can tell you, I reject them all. I don't believe in any big picture idea.
Was there a lot of talk about judicial philosophy among the candidates?
Yeah, so that was a really interesting part of the debate. That was, I think, the first question actually out of the gate, which was asking each candidate to kind of identify their judicial philosophy, especially through the lens of U.S. Supreme Court justices and sort of whose philosophy adheres most closely to their own. Fallone obviously didn't really answer that question. Daniel Kelly didn't really answer it either. Jill Karofsky was more comfortable with the question. She was pretty quick to say Ruth Bader Ginsburg is somebody she really admires. She likes her philosophy and actually even made a joke. I think it was the only kind of lighthearted moment of the debate. She said she's on the list to donate an organ to Ruth Bader Ginsburg if she needs one.
Stepping back from the debate, what's the current makeup of the court in terms of people viewed as the conservative-backed or liberal-backed justices?
So the makeup of the court right now is 5-2. It's a 5-2 conservative majority. So the result of this race, wouldn't, even if a liberal candidate unseats Justice Kelly, wouldn't change the partisan balance of the court. But it would set up the potential of the partisan balance switching in the next state Supreme Court race. So some liberal groups are kind of trying to play the long game with this race. I think that subsequent election is in 2023 when the current Chief Justice Patience Rogensack is up. So certainly the partisan balance of the court is something that's on a lot of folks' minds.
These elections can be pretty tight, right? In the last one, wasn't there a margin of something like 6,000 votes out of the whole state?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're looking at these days for statewide elections in Wisconsin. We obviously had a very, very close race between Governor Evers and former Governor Walker. This race was very tight, the last state Supreme Court race between Justice Hagedorn and Judge Neubauer. That was about 6,000 votes out of 1.2 million cast. So generally, state Supreme Court races see a lower turnout than some of the big races that we have, you know, a presidential race, for example. But that might be a little bit different this time around because the April election between the top two vote getters that get out of the primary in February is actually on the same day as the Democratic presidential preference primary. So we could see quite a few voters, particularly Democratic voters, turning out for this election next year.
And as you mentioned, Laurel, the last state Supreme Court race was a record setter in terms of money spent. Are we seeing the money machines being fired up just yet on this one?
I'm not aware of any big spending yet in this race. I think it's something that folks are definitely keeping an eye out for. I don't think anyone that's a political watcher in Wisconsin is expecting it to be very different this time around. That's going to be ratcheted back or anything. It's been a really kind of steady growth in terms of, you know, spending and conversations about partisanship and party affiliation in these races. So I think we're looking for more of the same.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Laurel White, WPR's state capitol reporter. She was with us today to talk about what happened during the first debate for candidates running for a seat on Wisconsin's state Supreme Court. The primary for that race is February of next year, and the general election is in April.